two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
And conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. It's Wednesday, the 16th day of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's 60 degrees.
Got new crashes on ramps. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Let's start the hour this way. An HOA restriction on home security cameras is hampering a Mill Creek murder investigation. Believe it or not, state law allows HOAs to ban video cameras outside or even attached to private homes.
Utah state lawmakers learned more about the issue in a committee hearing yesterday. Provo Senator Kurt Bramble was in that hearing and joins us live on the KSL Newsline. Senator, tell us about the issue here.
Well, I was approached a little while ago by the daughter of a murder victim, and she explained that in a particular HOA, apparently security cameras were banned. I'd never heard of that. That sounded absurd, and the more we looked into it, it appears that that's an unreasonable restriction on property rights.
Yeah, you know, I get it. If you don't want people's garbage cans out after, you know, the day they're supposed to be picked up, or you don't want somebody's broken down vehicle making the neighborhood look unsightly. But boy, when it comes to security of your home, why would the HOA have any say?
You know, I think it goes back to an age where we didn't have the Ring doorbell cameras and those kinds of things. But the reality is a very quick overview of security cameras in investigations indicates that while it may not prohibit a murder, it certainly won't do anything in the Nmelka case, it's a critical tool in identifying and bringing a criminal to justice. And I think the committee was very favorable. I chair the committee. They're very favorable to looking at amending state statute to guarantee the right of individuals to have security cameras on their property.
Did the HOA in question or anyone from an HOA association speak on their behalf? What is their argument?
You know, we've tried to reach out to the HOA in question. They've not responded at all. Been in communication with Association of HOAs. Matter of fact, we had an individual that represents over 400 HOAs testify in favor of amending the law yesterday. At this point, I'm unaware of any opposition.
We know that this is tied to one particular murder case, but were there other instances that were also shared where use of a security camera would have come in handy?
There weren't. This is a topic many of us, myself included, were stunned. Sarah Mansfield first approached me, it seemed incredulous that there could be that type of a prohibition. So I suspect lack of knowledge that HOAs could do that was part of the discussion yesterday.
I can remember a case where, you know, someone had put a political sign in their window and an HOA had come down and said, you're not allowed to do that because we're not allowed to, you know, that was somehow sullying the, and the person had a First Amendment right to put a, so there have been squabbles where HOAs have gone too far in the past, haven't there, Senator?
There are, and state statute addresses that now, that HOAs can't prohibit, but they can specify time and place of displaying things in your windows and such. This goes a little bit deeper, though, than a First Amendment. I mean, there's a property right, the ability to defend your property, to defend your liberty, in part is infringed on if you can't have a security camera, in my opinion.
Yeah, and technology has changed so much. I remember back in the day, I was one of the first to have one of those gigantic satellite dishes in my backyard, and every time you'd have to move it to a new satellite, it would wake the neighborhood. And now we have these tiny dishes that go on the top of the house. I mean, technology certainly has changed things.
You know, and that's true across the continuum of state statutes, where changes in technology make our statutes, whether it's taxes, business regulation, provisions in HOAs. This is a common theme at the legislature, that with advances in technology, we regularly try to update our statutes to accommodate the new brave new world.
We sure appreciate your work on this issue and your time with us this morning, Senator. Thank you.
Well, thank you both.
Provost Senator Kurt Bramble with us on the KSL Newsline.
Just a programming note, Dave and Dujanovic will continue the conversation about HOAs coming up in the 10 o'clock hour here on KSL News Radio today.
And coming up on KSL, the latest on two breaking overnight stories, a bad head-on crash along I-80 near Saltaire, and a deadly officer-involved shooting in Bountiful.
Plus, of course, triple-team traffic.
On-ramp crashes 33rd South to North 15 and Layton Parkway to North 15. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:05.
Hi, I'm Scott Hammond in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. You know me from the Management Minute. If your small business has been hit hard by the COVID crisis, then please listen carefully. A grant from Learn and Work allows us to offer 60 owners and managers a fantastic turnaround opportunity at USU. This free, yes, I said free, 12-week, 4-hour-a-week online workshop will give you full access to some of the best business executives, entrepreneurs, and professors Utah has to offer. You'll receive free consulting on website development, social media, sales, marketing, customer relations, and other functions. Is this the help you've been looking for? Go to growingutah.org to apply. Space is going fast, so you'll need to apply quickly. That's growingutah.org. Any small business is eligible. Go to growingutah.org today. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple. At Fink & McGregor, we do mortgages full-time. That's all we do. We don't sell other goods or services to our customers. We don't share information. We just do mortgages for those who need them. This is not true of banks or credit unions. Banks and credit unions are necessary in this day and age, but not for your mortgage. When you specialize in something, you just do it better. That's why we keep our focus in one place. If you feel like your bank is taking too long, if you feel like they are charging too much, if you feel like they are giving you the runaround, or if you feel like you just don't matter to them, I invite you to try us. You'll be glad you did. Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com. That's finkmcgregor.com.
We're following a developing story here at 8:07 from Bountiful, where police are investigating a deadly officer-involved shooting.
It happened last night in front of a high school. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the latest. John?
Yeah, Amanda, we've learned that three officers have been placed on paid administrative leave following the shooting. Bountiful police say they first received reports just before 10:30 last night that a man was armed with a rifle and bow and arrow outside Viewmont High School. Reports are that when officers arrived, multiple shots were fired and the suspect was presumed dead at the scene. Currently, there's no known affiliation with the high school or why the suspect was there. It's also unknown if the suspect shot first, how many shots were fired, or why shots were fired in the first place. It sounds like multiple officers were involved in the shooting, although none were injured. So far, police have not identified the suspect, only saying he's a white man and 27 years old. The Davis County Protocol team is now investigating the shooting, and Viewmont High School will be on a 2-hour delay today because of the shooting. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Nine people have been sent to the hospital after a crash along I-80 near Saltaire. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has the latest on that story. Mary?
Tim, the word we got last night was that one person is in extremely critical condition, the others in critical or serious condition. A Ford Expedition and a pickup truck pulling a trailer crashed head-on on the frontage road by Saltaire. Then both vehicles caught fire. There were 7 people in the expedition, all from out of state, 2 people in the pickup. Now authorities have been trying to figure out what happened with a crash investigation team. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time is 8:09. Let's get another look at how the roads are doing this morning. If you're still making your way in, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, and Triple Team Traffic starts with Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, looking a lot better as we go through the valley, I-15 and the city streets. But crash is gone from 35th South near the Valley Fair Mall. Northbound I-15, there's a crash on the on-ramp from 3300 South, pardon me, to North 15. Although it's over on the shoulder, and it looks like people are able to get by it without having to slow down. Westbound I-80, right now, back to the speed limit again out by Saltaire. Eric?
Things are slowing down for westbound traffic on Kearns Boulevard as you approach Park City this morning. But overall, that's the only real issue over on the Wasatch back. US 40 looks good northbound from Heber to the Park City area. And I-80, you got dry roads through the mountains this morning. I-15, Utah County, northbound, southbound, no crashes or slowdowns. Heather?
Crews are still dealing with a crash on the on-ramp from Layton Parkway to go northbound I-15. It's over on the right shoulder, not causing delays as most people are moving far over to the left to give them room to work. And those earlier traffic lights that were not working on US 89 are now functioning, so you shouldn't have any problems there. I-15 pretty much at speed from Ogden to Salt Lake. Mr. Mac's BOGO suit sale is back. Buy one suit at $299, get the second for just $1 on a variety of colors and patterns. Visit all 9 Mr. Mac stores. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's find out more about those temperatures today. And back to you, Grant.
Been pretty hot weather lately. A couple more days of it. 91 in the sunshine today. A little smoky out there. 92 sunshine tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Things are going to start to warm up fairly quickly now, but let's just take a look. We were down to 57, and this hour warming up to 60 degrees.
Coming up in just a few minutes, shortages of the quarter pounder? Say it isn't so. That's ahead on KSL News Radio.
Well, you still have your spicy nuggets. That's next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for starting your morning with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's so much fun to welcome to the program our friend Luz Lewis Perez from the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Good morning, Luz.
Can you hear us, Luz? All right. Tell you what, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll see what the technical problems might be and make contact. We're going to talk about the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho next.
Hey, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. I know we're going through a lot right now. Many states are quarantining people to their homes so that they have to work remotely. One of the things that's really important is to have a computer that's functioning correctly. One with a good webcam, one that's fast so you can be productive, one that has a good quality screen because you're going to be on this all day remotely. Computer supply has been strained because manufacturing has almost stopped. At PC Laptops, we've secured a limited quantity of laptop and desktop computers that are backed with a lifetime service guarantee. They're available for you right now in limited quantity. The great thing about PC Laptops is this. Once you buy your new computer, if you have any problems or questions, we're here to take care of you. Also, to make it really easy right now, we've arranged with some banks to offer 12-month special financing. Get into PC Laptops right now, because at PC Laptops, we're here for you, and we're in this together. PCLaptops.com.
Dave and Jennifer.
I thought the pandemic plan for schools is anything over 15 cases, you shut down the school. So why is Corner Canyon High allowed to stay open? Let's get to the bottom of that question today, right out of the gates, on Dave and Jennifer.
KSL News Time is now 8:13. The three things you need to know this hour, coming up later today on KSL News Radio. First, Hurricane Sally made landfall early this morning near Gulf Shores, Alabama, as a Category 2 storm. It has since been downgraded to a Category 1 and will continue to track the storm and the flooding it's expected to bring to the Florida Panhandle and Deep South today.
Second, the Big Ten has announced a football season will begin next month. What will that mean for the BYU Cougars, who are still dropping and adding games to their schedule each week? KSL Unrivaled will have more on the constantly evolving college football season from 7 to 9 tonight.
And third, of course, we've been announcing this morning that Davis School District is talking about getting kids back in class every day, at least 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday, starting with the elementary grades on September 28th, and we'll have more on that for you throughout the day.
Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Right now, the Gulf Coast, Florida to Louisiana, feeling the fury of Hurricane Sally. The Category 2 storm blasting ashore this morning near Mobile, Alabama.
Some of the heaviest wind and rain are found east of Sally's Eye, the so-called dirty side of the storm, where...
I've actually felt like I was on the worst roller coaster ride of my life for 3 hours.
Rich lives in a mobile home park in Pensacola.
There are trees down on vehicles. There are roofs tore off.
He estimates that three-quarters of his neighbors, most of them elderly, decided not to evacuate, thinking the storm would make landfall farther west. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Power out to 500,000 people this morning. Just breathing is dangerous in much of America's West. Those wildfires raging. Portland, Oregon has the worst air quality in the world right now. ABC's Kaylee Hartung is there.
The air quality index, it works sort of like a thermometer. It runs from 0 to 500 degrees. Anything above 300 is considered hazardous. And as we have traveled across the state of Oregon, we have seen readings off the charts upwards of 600. The warning remains here to stay indoors.
COVID-19 among the topics President Trump covered during an ABC News town hall with undecided voters in Pennsylvania last night. The president defending his response to the pandemic, saying coronavirus will disappear. ABC News senior White House correspondent Cecilia Vega was there.
When pressed about masks,
why don't you support a mandate for national mask wearing?
He instead criticized his opponent, Joe Biden.
And a good question is you ask, like Joe Biden, they said, we're going to do a national mandate on masks.
He's called on all governors to have them. It is a state responsibility.
Well, no, but he didn't do it. I mean, he never did it.
Even though Biden has no such authority.
The Big Ten Council of Presidents voting to resume the football season starting the weekend of October 23rd through 24th. They say significant medical protocols have been adopted. On Wall Street, the Dow up 100 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. A Massachusetts woman who just moved into a new apartment building has died after a freak elevator accident.
We get the story from ABC's Janae Norman.
This morning, an urgent investigation underway into a horrifying elevator accident in a Massachusetts apartment building, killing Boston University lecturer Carrie O'Connor. Neighbors say the 38-year-old, who had recently moved into the five-story building, was loading a box into the elevator when all of a sudden it plunged to the first floor, trapping O'Connor. Residents describe the elevator as old-fashioned, with two doors you have to manually close shut. The first, a heavy metal, the second, an accordion gate.
What he thinks happened was she either tried to put the box on or went on with the box, and the box was tall enough to hit something, and it started moving, and she either panicked and went to jump off or panicked and didn't stay on.
The Office of Public Safety and Inspection saying in a statement, the elevator was recently inspected and was certified in accordance with state regulations. According to the Center for Construction Research and Training, 31 people a year die in elevator or escalator accidents in the U.S., and about 17,000 people are seriously injured. Elevators are responsible for about 90% of those deaths.
And again, that elevator was inspected and said to be up to code, but there is an ongoing investigation into what exactly happened to cause it to malfunction and to cause this horrible accident.
And again, our thanks to ABC's Janae Norman for that story this morning on the In-Depth. It's 8:17. This hour of Utah's Morning News is brought to you by the National Kidney Foundation of Utah.
And our friend Luz Luis Perez, we've connected with her now. Luz, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning, Amanda.
I want to talk with you a little bit about kidney patients here in the state of Utah and how they are being affected by COVID-19.
Well, we're also sick of talking about COVID, but it's a problem within the kidney community because they're all immunosuppressed, whether they're on dialysis or they're on, if they've had a kidney transplant. But this week, I think a bigger story for all kidney patients was the lack of power that we had last week. Can you imagine having your blood circulating through a machine and then the power goes out?
Yeah, it just seems to be one thing after another. And my thoughts have been with kidney patients this year because it is one of those cool morbidities that we have talked about so much
exactly.
In coverage of this pandemic.
It is such a huge issue that as we're learning more about what affects people with COVID, that one of the top three comorbidities are three of the leading causes of kidney failure. So it's, you know, high blood pressure, diabetes, and then kidney disease is actually the third on the list.
Wow. You know, I know when my mom did the dialysis from home, I can't imagine if she was dealing with a power outage at the same time. But then she also did the dialysis, at the hospital. So she would have the expense of having to drive to the hospital. And so I know that your kidney patients, our kidney patients, because they're our neighbors, need financial support.
Yeah, I mean, they were probably driving over lots of tree branches to get to dialysis, or if they're dialyzing at home, they might have lost their power. So now is a great time to consider that all of the things you're going through during the COVID pandemic, that kidney patients still have kidney disease and are dialyzing on top of it. So now is a great time to remember them.
We've only got about 30 seconds left in this first chance to chat with you. And we're coming to the end of the year, believe it or not. And I don't think anybody's going to be sad to see 2020 go away. But that means it's time to think about kidney cars.
Exactly. So fall cleanup, if you've got a car out in the driveway with a tree over the top of it, donate that car to Kidney Cars. Visit us online at towcars.org. That's TOWKARS.org.
Or call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's Tow Cars with a K like kidney. KSL News Time is 8:19. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, clear on I-15 from Draper to downtown. We got some slowing on 5600 West in the construction just north of the 201 freeway. And still have the 33rd South on-ramp. Looks like the two vehicles drove away from the crash site, but the highway patrolman still sitting on the right shoulder. Eric?
I-15, Utah County, that's in good shape right now. Northbound from Provo to Lehigh, we've got no difficulties. If you're over on Timpanogos Highway, starting to see some of those intersections get a little bit busier on the westbound side from Cedar Hills through Highland all the way through Lehigh. And Pioneer Crossing, Lehigh's Main Street, that's actually looking pretty decent right now if you're heading over to the freeway. Heather?
Got a few brake lights southbound I-15 through the Kaysville area. You'll also see that slowing on US 89 in Layton and Fruit Heights. But overall, you've got a great drive. Haven't seen any problems on I-84 or even up north through Box Elder County. At Cypress Credit Union, receive 6 months 0% APR on credit card balance transfers and new purchases, plus low rates, cash back, and rewards. Visit cypresscu.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I said earlier that the 7-day forecast has something for everybody, including some 70-degree temps for the weekend.
91, the high today with a lot of sunshine, a little smoky out there. More the same tomorrow, up to 92, sunshine and smoky. Then things start to turn. It gets a little breezy, not as hot on Friday. High of 86 degrees, partly cloudy skies. And then some showers possible Friday night. A lot of clouds on Saturday, only 75. More scattered rain showers and storms a possibility. And then we're up to 78 on Sunday with mostly sunny skies. It warms up a little bit next week nicely. 81 the high Monday, lots of sun. And sunny, only 83 on Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Oh, let me check what it is right now downtown. I was distracted for 1 second looking at my Prime Video account. I am such a binge watcher now, Tim. I've turned into a binge watcher. I know you don't do that so much, but your wife does.
I don't. My wife would be in trouble if we didn't have that TV and that internet at home.
We started binge watching this new show called Grantchester. I should stop talking because I know we have to go. But this wonderful new show called Grantchester that is about this. He's a priest, but he also helps law enforcement, and he's just a wonderful person. I'll stop, and I'll tell you, it's 60 degrees.
Okay. Coming up in a minute, Sean Michael Lyle takes a look at how long it would take to actually give away $8 billion. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Scott Hammond in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. You know me from the Management Minute. If your small business has been hit hard by the COVID crisis, then please listen carefully. A grant from Learn and Work allows us to offer 60 owners and managers a fantastic turnaround opportunity at USU. This free, yes, I said free, 12-week, 4-hour-a-week online workshop will give you full access to some of the best business executives, entrepreneurs, and professors Utah has to offer. You'll receive free consulting on website development, social media, sales, marketing, customer relations, and other functions. Is this the help you've been looking for? Go to growingutah.org to apply. Space is going fast, so you'll need to apply quickly. That's growingutah.org. Any small business is eligible. Go to growingutah.org today. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. By now you know that we have helped thousands of men with ED. Our acoustic wave technology is FDA registered to increase blood flow. Even Cambridge tested our technology and concluded that it is safe and effective. Now you can throw the pills away. Call us right now. We're running an unprecedented special. We'll give you the initial assessment and blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results to your intimacy. But we're not stopping there. For those that call in the next 2 minutes and come in and take our treatments, we'll give you the most advanced form of testosterone available, all free. This is a $700 offer, free to those that call now. Some think we're crazy to be giving away so much, but we're committed to effectively treating the root cause problem of your ED. The number is 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to qualify for this offer and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
If you don't have a living trust in the state of Utah, everything you own, including your house, bank accounts, investments, everything, could be tied up in courts for a year, maybe even longer. It could cost your estate tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees and potentially get double taxed by the government. But you could avoid this by getting a free estate planning review from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, call to schedule this free review now at 801-682-4448. That's 801-682-4448. Be remembered as someone who left a legacy, not a mess. To get your free estate planning review, call 801-682-4448. 48.
This review is for information purposes only. Consult with a licensed attorney.
A billionaire realizes his dream of poverty. Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
That's right, Tim. Chuck Feeney is broke. The man who became a multi-billionaire selling duty-free luxury goods in airports decided back in the 80s he wanted to die broke, and he will. Feeney is 89 years old and signed final papers Monday, closing down his San Francisco-based Atlantic Philanthropies. It took the charitable foundation over three decades to give away all $8 billion, his daughter says.
I mean, I'm really proud of my dad. I think he's just really an extraordinary man. He's, you know, he's just such, who does this, honestly, who does this?
Well, Chuck Feeney does. He says giving away money is fun. Now looks forward to living out his final days penniless. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. McDonald's says the release of their Travis Scott combo meal just 1 week ago has been so popular that some restaurants are seeing shortages of a quarter pounder beef patties. The meal, named after a rapper, is essentially a quarter pounder with cheese plus bacon and lettuce. It also includes fries with barbecue sauce and a drink.
But you can still get your spicy nuggets. Yeah. The Dow is up 112 points this hour. That's about a third of a percent. The S&P is up 9. The NASDAQ retreating now, but only down by a half a point.
This hour of news is brought to you by the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. And our friend Luz Luis Perez is with us. And I want to talk to you a little bit, Luz, and have you educate all of us about how many people in Utah and Idaho are affected by kidney disease.
Well, there are at least 3,000 people who are on dialysis, and so they're being seen at centers to have their blood cleaned every week, 3 to 5 times a week. So there's 3,000 of those, and there's several thousand kidney transplant recipients.
Well,
and
go ahead.
I was just going to say, part of the interesting thing that's happening with COVID is that it's leaving people with acute kidney injury. So 50% of the people who are being hospitalized because of COVID are ending up as kidney patients. So they're recovered from COVID, but they're now kidney. So the numbers next year should be higher.
Wow.
I did not know that.
Yeah. This hit really close to home for our family, because a member of our family was just diagnosed before turning 40. Of having some deficiency in the kidneys, and obviously you worry about what that means over the next 10 or 20 years, but it's nice to know that there's an organization like yours that's out there with the answers.
Well, we do try to do our best helping kidney patients. Dialysis is very expensive, and it's very taxing physically and emotionally. We wish that people weren't on dialysis and that everybody could just get a kidney transplant, but we are there to help those people
who need our help financially, emotionally. We're giving lots of money to medical research locally, and we hope that people can have the best life possible, even when they're on dialysis.
And when you say there are 3,000 kidney patients on dialysis, I wonder how many people have an issue with their kidneys and don't know it.
There's one in three. It's a very high number because kidneys die because of high blood pressure and diabetes, which is so unbelievably common.
All right, Luz, we're coming up.
One in three people.
Yeah, we're coming up on that time of year when people can actually be motivated to help out with kidney cars.
Yes, there's a lot of people who need our help, especially right now with COVID and the power being out last week. So donating a car that you're not using is an incredible benefit to kidney patients. We help them with medical needs. So please visit our website, towcars.org. It's TOWKARS.org.
Or 1-800-TOW-CARS with a K, like kidney. We'll talk to Luz again in a few minutes. This program note, before we check traffic, take control of your financial future at the virtual Women in the Money Utah Financial Empowerment Conference, Friday, October 9th. Register today at womeninthemoney.org. That's womeninthemoney.org.
It's 8:29. Let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic, shall we? Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Andy, what's it looking like?
Right now, not bad, especially after some of the delays we've had this morning. Traffic in good shape on I-15, I-215, and I-80 westbound still a little bit heavy out in that new roadwork zone that getting ready for the grand opening in a little bit. But traffic into and out of Tooele County should be at minimum travel times. Eric?
Looks good in Utah County on the freeway. Normal travel times, 20 minutes from University Avenue in Provo up to Point of the Mountain. University Avenue itself is still a little bit busy throughout the morning, but right now the busyness is for northbound traffic north of BYU, approaching 800 south as you get closer to Center Street as well. You've got a few more cars there. Heather?
The only problem through Weber and Davis County is a crash in the final cleanup stages, and it's actually on the on-ramp from Layton Parkway to go northbound I-15 over on the right shoulder, not causing any delays, but you still want to stay to your left to give them room to work. No real problems southbound I-15. From time to time, we're seeing brake lights in Roy and again in Kaysville, maybe adding a minute or two to your commute into downtown Salt Lake. Durden's Appliance and Mattress and Bountiful will check all competitors' prices and offer you the lowest price on your new appliances. Visit durdensappliance.com. Brands you know at prices you'll love. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And how warm do we get today, Grant?
Heating up for at least a couple more days here. 91 the high today with sunshine, a little smoky, and then more of the same tomorrow up to 92. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:31.
It's 60 degrees.
And a couple of minor crashes, but the freeway's looking good. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top local story this half hour, state lawmakers are learning more about a state law that allows HOAs to ban security cameras.
It's affecting a Mill Creek murder investigation. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more in this special in-depth report.
Back in March, Linda Nemelka was shot and killed in the driveway of a home in Mill Creek, but the HOA bans outdoor home security cameras and the murder remains unsolved. Her daughter told lawmakers about it yesterday, and State Senator Kurt Bramble spoke live to KSL News Radio about it this morning.
And she explained that in a particular HOA, apparently security cameras were banned. I'd never heard of that. That sounded absurd, and the more we looked into it, it appears that that's an unreasonable restriction on property rights.
He says it seems HOAs are using a provision in Utah law letting them ban anything they say looks unsightly from the outside.
We've tried to reach out to the HOA in question. They've not responded at all. I've been in communication with Association of HOAs. Matter of fact, we had an individual that represents over 400 HOAs testify in favor of amending the law yesterday. At this point, I'm unaware of any opposition.
Legislation could come next session. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Just a programming note that Dave and Dujanovic will continue the conversation about HOAs and home security cameras coming up at 10 o'clock here on KSL.
Tooele County commuters have a new exit-only lane meant to clear up congestion. The extra westbound exit lane is on I-80 between SR 201 and SR 36. Drivers know accidents in that stretch can cause big delays.
When there is a crash, our crews will be able to clear the crash much faster, and also the additional lane will allow us to move traffic around that crash.
UDOT spokesman John Gleason says this new lane could reduce delays by up to 80% after bad crashes.
A Utah man has made an appearance in federal court on charges he used a motorcycle to harass bison at Yellowstone National Park. Here's KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
The Utah man is 25-year-old Dalen McAllister of Provo. A park spokesperson says McAllister and his brother Tyler both allegedly drove off-road near Fountain Flats Drive in the western part of the park Friday night. In fact, a video circulating on Facebook shows two men within feet of a group of running bison.
Oh my God.
Visitors in Yellowstone are required to stay 25 yards from bison. This past June, a bison gored a woman after she approached it to take a photo near Yellowstone Lake's Bridge Bay. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A lot of wind and even more rain is lashing the Gulf Coast. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, Hurricane Sally came ashore this morning at the Florida-Alabama line as a Category 2 storm.
You can see falling trees, you can see flash flooding, you can see roads washed out, bridges washed out.
National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham in Pensacola, Florida, has already seen over 2 feet of rain from the very slow-moving storm. ABC News held a town hall with President Trump last night offering hope for a coronavirus vaccine.
We're within weeks of getting it. You know, it could be 3 weeks, 4 weeks, but we think we have it. Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, we have great companies, and they're very, very close.
The federal government announcing this morning that every American will be getting that vaccine for free once it's approved. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, a major college football conference has announced football will begin next month.
And triple team traffic.
Speeds on I-15 are good. Got a crash reported 33rd South, 9th West. Don't see any real delay from that, though. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:35.
Washington politics. The birth rate on the decline in the United States. There is bipartisan support for a child allowance.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry. Weekdays 12:30 till 3 on KSL News Radio. Utah's all-day companion for news.
Day in and day out, it doesn't matter whether there's a big sale or not. The Intellibed is the way to go for your wonderful night sleep. Because after all, the Intellibed is three times more supportive than memory foam. It cradles your hips and shoulders, relieving pressure points up to 60%. Better than foam mattresses. I love this one. It was so hot this past summer. It sleeps cool, non-toxic. It's incredible. 20-year warranty. That is amazing. Made in the USA. But here's the real good news. If you thought you missed the incredible Labor Day sale, no. They decided to continue it. They know a lot of people were out of town. You just might have been kind of asleep at the wheel on this. Well, they're continuing to offer up to $2,400 off when you buy a king or queen Intellibed combined with that state-of-the-art 455 adjustable base. But don't put this off. They've extended it, but it can't last forever. The best sleep of your life, we know this firsthand, is waiting at Intellibed.
Are you planning to retire in the next year or two? You'll face 20 major decisions that will shape the rest of your life. And now is the time to make the right choices. For a free copy of a new 300-page book, 20 Retirement Decisions You Need to Make Right Now, call Net Worth Advisory Group at 801-56-MONEY. That's 801-56-MONEY. You'll learn how to properly handle 401k money, when to start taking Social Security, choosing the right pension payout option, how much you can safely withdraw without running out of money, analyze your retirement health insurance options, and much more. Call 801-56-MONEY. Net Worth Advisory Group is a fee-only retirement planning firm that specializes in your transition from the workforce to retirement. They don't work on commissions, so financial advice is not tainted, and there's no hidden agenda. For your free book, call 801-56-MONEY. You only retire once. Do it right. Call 801-56-MONEY. Make a plan with Net Worth Advisory Group. Call 801-56-MONEY today.
Are you financially prepared for your retirement? Contact Net Worth Advisory Group for a free consultation. Call today.
How about some sports at 8:38 this morning? There will be Big Ten football this fall. The conference has announced they will begin an 8-week, 8-game schedule on the weekend of October 24th. There will be a Big Ten championship game in December, and this will make teams eligible for the college football playoff.
Stop us if you've heard this one before. Jamal Murray and the Denver Nuggets overcame a 3-1 series deficit to win a playoff series in 7 games. Well, they did it again. First, it was the Jazz, and now the L.A. Clippers have fallen to the mighty Nuggets.
Murray, long three-pointer. It's good! Jamal Murray from way downtown. It's a 15-point Nugget lead.
You should see Tim shaking his head. The final score was 104-89. Denver will take on the L.A. Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. Beware, Lakers. Game one is set for Friday night.
That's what you call spicy nuggets right there. For the first time in Major League Baseball history, the World Series is going to be played entirely on neutral ground. The league announced its postseason plan yesterday, and it copies the NBA's successful bubble model. Beginning with the divisional series, the American League will play all playoff games at two sites in Southern California. The National League will play all games at two stadiums in Texas. There will be no off days once each series begins, and the World Series will be played at the Rangers' brand new ballpark, Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas.
8:39, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, Andy.
Amanda, if you're taking the freeway through Salt Lake County, you've got the full speed limit on I-15. If you're coming out of Tooele on I-80, you're clear. But there's a little bit of 201 slowdowns right now out near 7200 West. Very minor, though. Probably won't last long. Eric?
Looks good in Utah County on I-15. No problems as you head north from Santa Quinn to Lehigh. Getting over to the freeway, no major difficulties from Highway 6 down south to Timpanogos Highway. It's all looking good. Heather?
The earlier crash on the on-ramp from Layton Parkway to northbound 15 has cleared, and it looks like all of our delay in Roy on 5600 West is also cleared out. You don't have any problems now on I-15, US 89, or Legacy Parkway, whether you're traveling northbound or southbound. Grow your money with Wasatch Credit Association. Earn 3.5% interest rate, fixed term, no fee certificates, with interest paid quarterly. Learn more at wasatchcredit.com, wasatchcredit.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. You're going to have to endure a couple of more very unseasonably warm days, according to Grant.
Another warm day out there along the Wasatch Front with sunshine and a little smoke in the atmosphere. 91 the high, more the same tomorrow, 92. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Plenty of sun downtown, 60 this hour.
We talked to Jim Ryan this morning for an update on Hurricane Sally. We'll share with you what he had to say coming up in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Coming up next, of course, at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for trusting us with your time every morning here. Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. Yes, we have sunshine today, but we'll have 70s by the weekend, and we've already had a dusting of snow in the high country. What does that tell you? Winter is going to come, and that means you and your vehicle need to be ready, and our friends at Burt Brothers want to help you do just that.
You know, I got in my car with my husband the other day, and he said, your engine doesn't sound right. And I thought, you're right. Something doesn't sound right. That means you get into Burt Brothers, especially right now because you can get $100 in savings on select Firestone tires, and that's until November 1st of this year.
Well, and you make the point, they do more than tires, but boy, it's a great time to take advantage of some of these savings, like $200 on select Goodyear tires through the end of the month, the best savings of the entire year.
Now, you go to BurtBrothers.com to see all of the manufacturer's rebates. You can buy your tires online. You can schedule a completely touchless experience online. Or you can do what I do, which is sometimes I just go right into the store. You just wear your mask and go right into the store. They have 12 convenient locations and a new store coming to Layton next spring.
Heck, sometimes Miss Amanda will have them pick her car up and bring it back to her.
You can do that, too. It's not just for Miss Amanda. Anybody can do that.
Get those needed tires or essential repairs with 6 months deferred interest financing with your Burt Brothers credit card or... No credit financing right now is available to all. So, again, you want to go to BurtBrothers.com.
What would you say if you could get a Carrier furnace for free? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I hope you'd say yes, please. But before you get too excited, let me explain how it works. As a Carrier authorized dealer, we buy so much equipment each year that we get the best prices. We also feel like we have the best HVAC techs around. Now, we want to keep our great people and our great pricing from the factory. But September's a slow month for us because the summer's pretty much done and the cold weather hasn't hit yet. So we set aside money for this free furnace promotion to help keep our guys busy. Now, this is great for you if you've been thinking about replacing both your furnace and your AC, because when you have Any Hour Services install a new Carrier air conditioner, we'll give you a new Carrier furnace just for the labor to install it. About $400. The furnace is free. You just pay the labor. This is only good through September, so if you think you might be interested, don't hesitate. Call Any Hour Services, and we'll schedule one of our HVAC supervisors to come to your home and answer any questions you have. Call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7600. That's 801-443-7600. 443-7600. Any hour service.
Whether you're military, active, or a vet, or you served right here at home as a first responder or frontline medical, you know more than most that PTSD is real. Does it seem like no matter what you've tried, it just doesn't work? Imagine what it would be like if you could really ease your PTSD. Maybe it's time to take a different treatment approach. It's time to reset your brain and reset your life. Therapy Reset just might be the answer you've been searching for. Visit ResetUtah.com and see if you're a candidate for ketamine infusion therapy. What does that do for you? The answer just might surprise you. Whether you're a vet, active military, first responder, or frontline medical, there is a discount for you. Tame your PTSD. Find out more. Visit ResetUtah.com today. The consultation is free, and the result could be life-changing. Visit ResetUtah.com.
I thought the pandemic plan for schools is anything over 15 cases, you shut down the school. So why is Corner Canyon High allowed to stay open? Let's get to the bottom of that question today, right out of the gates, on Dave Andujanovic.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 844. The three things you need to know this hour coming up later today on KSL News Radio. First, check out Inside Sources at 11 o'clock this morning. Boyd will be speaking with Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks. He's an internationally renowned philosopher and author of a book, Morality, Restoring the Common Good in Divided Times.
Second, Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry will open up the show at 12:30 with more on the enrollment in the Salt Lake City School District. It's down by 3,000 students this year. Officials have an explanation for some of those missing students.
And third, make sure you check back all day long for the very latest on Hurricane Sally, which made landfall over the Alabama coast early this morning and is expected to cause massive flooding in the Florida Panhandle and the Deep South.
In fact, let's do that right now. We're following this developing story along the Gulf Coast where Sally made landfall early this morning.
ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan joined us and is tracking the storm's path.
The storm made landfall near Mobile Bay, Alabama. This is Hurricane Sally. It was a Category 2 storm when it came in with winds of about 105 miles per hour. They've dropped back down, but the storm is moving at only about 3 miles per hour. And so wherever it goes, it's dropping a lot of rain, causing some major flooding in parts of Baldwin County, Alabama, even over into the Florida Panhandle, where in Pensacola, damage is said to be extensive. Hundreds of thousands of people have lost their power because of this storm, Amanda.
I actually checked in with family in Tampa yesterday, and you wouldn't expect that that area of Florida would be impacted, but they've had rain for like 3 days now, and this storm is wide.
It is. It's very wide, and that's why you see so much of the effect even down into the, you know, the Florida Peninsula. And it's going to last for a couple of days as this storm continues this slow plod to the north and then taking a turn to the northeast. And wherever it goes, it's going to bring the possibility of some flooding. No reports of injuries yet, but we do know that a lot of people decided to stay behind, especially those folks in the Pensacola area where they assumed the storm was not going to come near them at all. They thought that everything would be okay, the storm heading farther to the west, and so those folks decided to stay there, Tim. No real reports yet out of those areas to see what kind of damage or injuries there might be.
There's been some attention paid to Teddy, which is coming somewhere behind, and the hope is that it'll take a hard right turn and not cause much of a problem, but there's still some islands that are in the way, and that one could be even bigger.
Yes, it looks like it could be a powerful storm. The winds right now of that one, 85 miles per hour, but it's way out in the Atlantic now, kind of northeast of South America. But again, making its way, you know, to the west and west-northwest toward Cuba eventually. Paulette, the other big storm out there, has veered off toward Newfoundland. Vicky is back behind Teddy now. And then there's another storm, a disturbance, which has about a 50-50 chance of becoming a cyclone in the next 48 hours or so. That one, Tim, would be called Wilfred. And after Wilfred, there's no X, Y, and Z naming because those names are pretty uncommon, X, Y, and Z names. So if they run out of names, and they look like they will, the National Hurricane Center will go to the Greek alphabet. So we'll start having alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon if it gets that far into the Greek alphabet.
Boy, well, our thoughts are with the people there in the Alabama area and in Pensacola, as they are with the people in California and in Oregon who are struggling with sort of the opposite problem with all the wildfires in that part of the country.
I just looked at it. It's Category 1, wind speeds steady at 80 miles an hour, gusting to 100. And it's about 15 miles west-northwest of Pensacola, which an hour and a half ago they told us already had 2 feet of rain.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's moving slowly.
3 miles an hour at the moment. That's the problem. Too much rain and the winds, not as bad as some other storms. But boy, that rain's going to be a mess. We'll keep an eye on it throughout the day for you, of course, on the in-depth at 15 and 45. 8:49, let's see how the roads are doing if you're still making your way in. Triple Team Traffic, sponsored by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Tim, if you're coming out of Tooele, good to go on I-80. Heading to Tooele, it looks pretty good. We've had off and on slowdowns in that new zone where they're going to have that extra lane going west from SR 201 out to Lake Point. I-15 all clear and a little bit of delay on Bangor Highway just before I-15 in Draper. Eric?
In Utah County, I-15 is a good drive northbound from Provo and Orem through American Fork and Lehigh. Don't have any congestion spots and no slowdowns, even through the construction zone. It's all looking good as you head north-southbound, of course, also in pretty good shape. US 189 out through Provo Canyon, that's also in decent shape as you go out to Heber City this morning. Got dry roads, and that's pretty much all you can ask. Heather?
Pretty slow again, southbound I-15 leaving Roy, heading toward Clearfield. Haven't heard of a crash in the area, but we do have construction. And yesterday in this same spot, we lost a tire that was in the middle of traffic. So just be aware, you're going to have to add a minute or two to your commute. Once you get past there, you may again run into some brake lights. But after that, you're free sailing into downtown Salt Lake. Don't leave education to chance. With 15... Utah Online is prepared to meet Utah students' academic needs this fall. Visit utahonline.org to learn more. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. We're cooling off in the end of the 7-day forecast. Let's get details now from you, Grant.
Couple more 90s, and that's probably going to be it for the season. 91 sunshine today, 92 tomorrow, mostly sunny skies and smoky. And then it cools down a little bit. Breezy on Friday, partly cloudy, only 86. Big cool down for the weekend. Clouds Saturday, showers, thunderstorms a possibility. The high Saturday, only 75, and then a lot of sunshine on Sunday. We're up to 78. Pleasant weather next week. Sunshine in 80s. 81 Monday, 83 Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's crisp this morning, 60 degrees.
Yeah, we've got lots of sunshine downtown, but boy, it's going to be hot later. Let's take the next couple of minutes to continue our conversation this hour. By the way, this hour of Utah's Morning News is sponsored by our friends at the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. And, of course, that means a chat with our friend Luis Perez. Let's start by talking about kidney card donations instead of putting it at the end here, because I want to make sure people have all the information they need on why it's so handy. And if you've got a car that you knew you couldn't sell for a bunch of money, you can actually still benefit from getting it in the hands of kidney cars.
Right. Kidney cars need your car. And so if you've got a car in the driveway that a tree has landed on, or you've got a live wire and it's going to light that thing into flames, please give that car to the Kidney Foundation, because we can get it out of your driveway in 48 hours. Every car donation helps us fund financial medical emergencies for local Utah kidney patients who are suffering all the same things that you are, with the Zoom school and unemployment and the blackouts, except for they have to keep going to dialysis 3 to 5 days a week. So car donations mean everything to these local patients. And, of course, where we've had a need where there's been a small natural disaster in our area, you might actually need to get rid of a car or realize that it's no longer being used. So please give that car to Kidney Cars. We really need that money for Utah kidney patients.
And I know that your, you know, fundraising has probably been down a little bit with COVID having that impact on. So you really need cars this year around, I would imagine.
Yes, all of the public fundraisers, the kidney walks, the golf tournaments, even the camps that are for kidney patients that are life-saving have all been canceled because we cannot get a large group of immunosuppressed people together in a crowd. They are 50% more likely to have very serious or die because of COVID. So we are desperate for these car donations, and right now is a great time. You're moving into winter, fall cleanup, the snow is coming, you're going to get a ticket on your car, end of year tax giving, so please donate your car to towcars.org, and it's TOWKARS.org.
Do we have any good news on treatment right now? Are we making some headway here?
Well, we're having a lot of amazing medical research that's happening in the state of Utah. And as a matter of fact, I could go on about it for a long time, but we have a doctor who has have about 20 patents, three very important patents this year that have come out of Kidney Foundation-funded research that has been purchased by the Veterans Association of or not the Veterans Association, but by the Veterans Department. And that is because of KidneyCar's donations. There's a lot of headway, and some of it's being done in Utah because of these car donations.
I just want to tell you how easy it is. Tow Cars with a K, towcars.org. And there it says car, boat, RV, or motorcycle. Mm-hmm. And it's just the easiest website to use. So don't sell that car, boat, RV, or motorcycle. Donate it.
Thank you.
I want to tell you about my amazing experience with Serta Pro Painters. I had them come out to my house to give me one of their free estimates. And it was a small job. My front door had some cracking, some chip paint. It was starting to rot in some places. In fact, I thought it was going to need to be replaced. But when Serta Pro came out to my house, I said, "Don't even worry about this. We can fix this up no problem." And I was so amazed at the estimate, so amazed at the price, that I had them paint the entire front side of my house, including the garage door, for a lot less than I budgeted. It was beautiful, professional, worry-free, and completely delivered on what they promised. So schedule your free estimate at SertaPro.com. Make sure you spell Serta with a C, because each Serta Pro Painter's business is independently owned and operated. You're dealing with people that are right here in your community. Serta Pro Painters, proven and trusted experts in painting. Visit them at SertaPro.com. That's SertaPro.com.
Utah Opera opens its 2021 season with a double bill of one-act operas, October 9th through the 18th at Capitol Theater. Tickets available at UtahOpera.org.
We've got some breaking news for you here this morning at 8:55. We told you that the Big Ten made an announcement that they're going to play football. They're going to have an eight-game season that will run consecutively for 8 weeks so that their teams are qualified for the college playoff series. And we've been questioning what we might hear from the Pac-12. Well, here's their commissioner, Larry Scott, saying, "At this time, our universities in California and Oregon do not have approval from state or local public health officials to start contact practice. We're hopeful that our new daily testing capability can help satisfy public health official approvals in California and Oregon to begin contact practice and competition." We are equally closely monitoring the devastating fires and air quality in the region at this time. We're eager for our student-athletes to have the opportunity to play this season as soon as it can be done safely and in accordance with public health authority approvals. Four teams, of course, are in California. And then you've got Oregon and other teams that obviously have some challenges, not only with state regulations right now, but also with Mother Nature. So
with the wildfires, would be almost impossible.
Yeah,
we'll stay in touch with that Pac-12 commissioner announcement and any developments here on KSL News Radio.
We're chatting with Dr. Bill Simakoski from Utah Stem Cells Joint Treatment and Wellness Center, or as it's known, Utah Stem Cells. Doctor, we've talked about this quite a bit, but what's involved with the procedure? How much downtime? Is there pain? There's a lot of questions there.
Great question. So we do the procedure in the office. There's actually not a lot of downtime, and there's not a lot of pain. First, we do a blood draw, a simple blood draw in the office. And when we take your whole blood, we have a special centrifuge process by which we spin it down and get the platelet-rich portion. We call that PRP, platelet-rich plasma. And with that, we're going to mix that with stem cells. Stem cells I get from a donor mother's placenta and umbilical cord when she's giving birth by C-section. So we're not using embryonic stem cells. Those aren't legal in the United States because of the ethical concerns of how they're derived. And that kind of slowed down the progress of stem cell therapies and the evolution of the science because of the controversy that existed back in the 1980s of where we got the stem cells. But now that we can use umbilical cord and placental stem cells, and many people are having births, live, healthy births here in Utah, we can now place those directly into the individual. And what are the benefits of that? Well, These are much stronger, more potent, more immature, very close in nature and property to the embryonic stem cells, but you don't have to fly to another country to get this done. We can do that here in this country because it's legal. And these stem cells are much more potent than your adult-aged stem cells. And that's why we get a much better result. Now we're delivering them precisely where they're needed, and you're getting thousands of times more stem cells and thousands of times more platelets. The platelets have the growth and healing factors that help the stem cells achieve their goal.
Doctor, tell us about the special you have going on now.
Anybody that calls in the next 24 hours will get $300 off their stem cell procedure. Consultations are always free, so I implore you to check out my website, utahstemcells.com, where you can get more information and then schedule your free appointment.
The PRCA Extreme Bull Finale is in Nephi September 19th at 7 p.m. Great bulls and great bull riders. Get your tickets at utestampederadio.com. That's utestampederadio.com. Get your tickets now.
KSL News Time is 8:59. Let's get another early look at your morning commute. Well, not so early, I guess, if we're coming to the end of the 8 o'clock hour. At Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.